This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
How you guys doing? I'm Megan Holiday. Welcome to the Helpful Honda Sound Space. You guys, Imagine Dragons are right over in that room. Can you believe it? Oh my goodness. So I know that on the video it said that you could use your phones, but we have captured your phones because we want you to be in the moment. We want you to be present. We want you to experience every second of Imagine Dragons. Plus, their album isn't out yet. So, you know, we want to respect the fact that it's coming out on Friday. Loom is coming out on Friday. Yes. All right. Well, they're going to play some songs in just a little bit. Before that, we're going to have a little chat. So please make it so loud for Imagine Dragons. I was talking to the guys before the show, and the last time that I really saw you, interacted, and interviewed you was in 2012. And I feel like a month after that, you guys exploded and became, you know, one of the biggest bands on the planet. So now to be here after all this time, I'm so excited to talk to you.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was 2012.
I know.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's a trip, right? So I was talking to my boss. Shout out to the legendary Kevin Weatherly, who is here. And he did confirm that K-Rock is the first station to play It's Time back in the day. Yes. So do you guys, obviously you've been friends with K-Rock for a really long time. Do you remember hearing the song on the radio?
We do.
Absolutely.
We were driving from Las Vegas to LA to play a show. And this is true.
At the Viper Room.
Yeah, at the Viper Room. Yes. And we were just getting in range to pick up the station. And this sounds like such a made up story. It's so dramatic. But it was like fuzzy and we were like, we heard like, and we were just racing as fast as we could to kind of get a better signal to hear it. And it was straight like out of a movie. We were all just like, this feels too weird.
I think we were going literally 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Oh my God. You had your That Thing We Do moment. That Thing You Do
moment. It was.
Moment.
It really was that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It is just so incredible. And I have to congratulate you on your brand new album, Loom. Give it up.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you kind of relieved that this album is coming out? Are you excited? What are the emotions that you're feeling?
I think both those things. You know, when you make a record, you're working on it for over a year, sometimes 2 years. So we've been sitting with this music for a long time. And it's really hard for us to sit on that. I hate it. I'm always anxious about it, waiting. So we've been counting down the days for a long time, and to know that Thursday night, technically, it comes out is it's a relief. And we also are really proud and excited about this record, and we hope everybody likes it as much as we do.
Yeah. Well, I got to have a little sneak peek, and I can confirm it's an amazing album, as always, right? They always deliver. And, you know, when you put out the trailer for the album, something you had said was that you really wanted, the goal of this album was to encourage people to feel every emotion. So can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like I've just spent a lot of my life numb. I had a hard time expressing myself. That's why I turned to music in the first place, is I found that it was something I could always turn to and feel and emote. I'm kind of one of those people who doesn't cry for a long time, and then when you cry, you just cry really hard in a long time. Or, you know, when you get angry, you're really angry because you've been holding it in, like, and that's really unhealthy. And I did that for a long time. Now I'm just angry all the time, I cry all the time.
Yeah. But only little bit angry all the time.
It's a healthy little bit of anger, you know? But I think that's very relatable for a lot of us, especially because we live in a culture where it's all about escapism. Yeah. And everybody's on their phone, or you're playing a video game, or you're drinking, or whatever it might be. So I think just encouraging people to sit in those feelings is just, it's so healthy. And it's just like, that's what we got to do to get through the hard times. So when I think about Loom and the meaning of it, I think of it as kind of a dark cloud. You know, something is looming that I don't want to face. But the more that I thought about it, I thought it could also be a positive thing. It could also be like, a new job is looming or something like that, where you're excited about it, but it's still looming. So why did you land on this particular word?
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. The album cover itself, you know, you don't even know if it's necessarily a sunrise or a sunset. And I think you're right on with, like, the word loom. It can be a positive or negative connotation just depending on what's going on. And I think one thing that looms over every single person through their life is you're guaranteed to have relationships with other humans, with other people. And to me, like, you know, we always do like this sort of like diagnosis after an album's out. Like, you know, I don't want to speak for Dan, but I'm not sure even he knows what the album is about until it's done. And so for me, this was an album purely based on like relationships, whether it's to us personally, like in our personal lives, like, or just, you know, writ large. It's a pure relationship album to me. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I definitely can see that and agree with it. It felt very personal. The album really takes you on a ride. You know, there are times where it's really fun and, you know, confident. And there are times when it's flirty. There are times when it's kind of heartbreaking. Don't Forget Me is definitely one of my favorites on the album. It's beautiful. And I can really feel the emotion in that song. So for you guys, is there maybe a favorite that you have? Or was there a song that was just so much fun to create it and put it together?
I mean, I think that I'm with you with Don't Forget Me being the song that I am most moved by on the album. It's the song that hits me the hardest, and I love the process of making that song. You know, we had that song existed in a certain form, and then we took it back into the studio and sort of deconstructed it and built it back up, and it turned into something really special. It's hard to even, you know, put it in any kind of box. But the whole process of making that song and the depth to which I think the emotion behind that one really is able to, you know, kind of blossom from a listening is something really special.
Mm-hmm. It's a song that almost reminds me of, in a way, of its time. But you guys have this ability to go back and forth, because then when Radioactive came out, it was so different from its time, but it's so genuine to you guys. And then I kind of feel like Eyes Closed does the same thing. And when I hear that song, again, it's like the swagger. It's like, you're going to tell me that I can't do something? Watch me. That's the vibe that I get. That's a good song for when you're in the gym. When you're in the gym. Getting all ripped.
And me, not yeah, just
okay,
Dan.
I'm sorry, Wayne. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
Unbelievable.
But with that song as your first single, why did you choose that one to kind of, you know, set the tone for, hey, we're back. This is what we're doing.
I think a narrative that I always find myself writing about is self-empowerment because it often comes from a place of kind of false bravado. Like, I think people probably hear that song and hopefully hear confidence in it, but it really is a moment of weakness for me when I turn to writing music like that because I'm battling something, you know, whether it's my mind or some physical thing. And I'm really not, I always have written music first and foremost for myself. As selfish as that sounds, I'm trying to write something to give me peace in that moment. And it might be that I need to write something angry. It might need be something sad. And in that case, it's something to try to tell myself that you can do this. Like, step up, you can do this. Stop being a victim. And then that song just kind of sat with us in a way that it felt, if we felt something from it. And that's always, at the end of the day, we live with these songs for over a year before they come out. So we feel what songs hit us immediately, but also hit us 6 months later and also hit us a year later. And sometimes the song that hits you in the beginning doesn't hit you a year later, and those don't make the record. And so that one kind of lived with us really well. And so we felt like it was a good intro to the record.
Yes, I would have to agree. And I mean, technically, you guys have been a band for 16 years, really. You've been doing it for 2008. Was that when?
Yeah.
So as you look back over this long career, what would you say is one of your bright spots? A moment where you just thought, how did I get here?
You know, personally, just recently, putting out a tour and it's selling out and doing four nights at the Hollywood Bowl. It's like, to us, that is the most important thing, to know that there are people around the world that we've connected with, we've really grown up with, you know, we've been through sad times, hard times, multiple, you know, heartbreaks. And we've really grown up together, and to know that people still want to come out and celebrate that. I think anybody who's been to a Dragons show has hopefully felt that honesty and that sense of community. It's a different experience than other shows. And we're really proud of that. And it's because it's just honest. For better or for worse, it's always honest. And so to know that 16 years in, the band is bigger than it's ever been and people are wanting to come out means everything to us. And we really take it seriously. We never dial in a show. This is going to be our best live show. Wayne always puts together all the production. And he puts in so much. That's amazing. Wow. I want to sample
Stoked.
That. But really, he puts in so much effort into the poetry and the production value, and this year more than ever. So we're not looking. I guess I'd just say we take it really seriously, the commitment the fans have given to us, and we try to give it back as much as we can. Yeah.
You guys are so good to your fans, and give it up, you guys, for yourselves. I think community is just so important, you know, and feeling that sense of feeling like, these are my people, I belong, everything's okay, we're going to sing our lungs out, and we're going to feel through all this stuff together. I'm going to ask just a random dumb question. I feel like you guys have been a lot of places, you've met a lot of people. Have you ever met someone like a Brad Pitt or something where you're just so starstruck and you just, you know, maybe awkward and you don't even know what to say?
I mean, we grew up in the 90s, so we just recently met Martin Short.
That's epic.
I'm not like the kind of person that really cares. We're all just, you know, primates doing our best generally. But like, if if I meet Martin Short or someone of that ilk, I kind of get really excited. So Three Amigos is the best movie of all time.
Yes, great movie. Woo!
So that was a lot of fun for me. What about you guys?
Huh. Yeah, I feel like the saying of like never meet your, what is it, heroes or something.
Uh-huh.
It is a very true thing because there are a lot of people you meet and you're like, oh, I wish I kind of never met you. So I can think of a
lot
of those.
Now name all of them, yeah. Dan.
Let me just put them all on blast. But there's been a lot of really pleasant surprises too where you're like, wow, what a beautiful human, you know. I would say...
probably maybe Rivers from Weezer.
Oh yeah, Rivers. Yeah. I love Weezer. Blue Album was one of my favorite albums of all time. And early in our career, after Night Visions came out, we were playing a festival and he had come up to us and said, hey, I bought your record and I love it so much. And that was such a strange moment for me because I was like, I had played Blue Album front to back a bajillion trillion times. And so there's moments like that where you're just like, this feels really weird. Paul McCartney was so strange meeting Paul and playing the Beatles in front of him, playing Revolution in front of him. And he was just there kind of like, and Ringo Starr was like, gave us a kiss. And it was just like, that was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. My first six concerts when I was growing up were all Weird Al. And when Weird Al did a parody of Radioactive, that was far more meaningful to me than our Grammy moment or anything else. It's just like, this is my childhood hero acknowledging music that we've made together. And I've met him a couple of times after that because I, of course, pulled that card. I'm like, hey, Al, I see you're coming to town. Tickets.
Oh, my God. See, these are just such sweet moments, and you're about to go and make so many more, like you said, sold-out North American tour, four nights at the Hollywood Bowl. Loom is about to come out. Imagine Dragons. It's an honor and a privilege to get to see you guys again. So thank you so much. All right, and they're coming back to perform, you guys. All right?
We'll come back.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.